All right, Opportunity Zones. I tell you, we've heard about them. We've read about them. Sounds pretty exciting. Sounds promising. Sounds encouraging. Opportunity to build up particular areas within a community that may have been, you know, kind of neglected. Opportunity to really build up and get more of the city, more of the area, the county, looking good, feeling strong, vibrant, vital. Okay. Is it all as good as it appears to be when we read about it? Well, according to the censor, the 2017 tax law created a new tax break to encourage investment in low-income areas, which are called the Opportunity Zones. But as high-profile Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and real estate investors rush to profit from this, critics are raising some sensible concerns about the policy. The law enabled state policymakers to designate relatively affluent areas as Opportunity Zones. Now remember now, investment is supposed to be encouraged in low-income areas when we're talking about Opportunity Zones. That's the impression that we're often given. The 2017 tax law that the Republicans gave to us enabled state policymakers to designate relatively affluent areas as Opportunity Zones, which could divert investment from truly disadvantaged communities. Secondly, while the new tax break enables investors to accumulate more wealth, it includes no requirements to ensure that local residents benefit from investments receiving the tax break. As a result, this tax break could amount to a subsidy for gentrification in many areas instead of for providing housing and jobs for low-income communities. Thirdly, potential loopholes in the law and an initial set of proposed Treasury regulations, which investors are now lobbying to reshape, could enable investors to secure the tax benefits while generating little real economic activity in the Opportunity Zones. The scope of potential tax avoidance, an issue that has not received enough attention to date, will become clearer as Treasury finalizes its first set of regulations and releases additional guidance on how to comply with the law. Ladies and gentlemen, I have another, well, let me go ahead and read you this fourth concern, and then I'll ask my question. The new tax break will cost an estimated $1.6 billion in lost federal revenue over 10 years, according to Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation. But the cost could be significantly higher after the first decade because some of the most generous tax benefits extend far into the future. Moreover, the extent to which the $1.6 billion figure accounts for large-scale tax avoidance isn't clear yet. I want to ask you, why? Why would our elected officials design a law, a tax law, that would again, make investors richer, make those who have wealth already wealthier, while at the exact same time neglecting, maybe even abusing those who are in need of help? They changed the Opportunity Zone law in 2017. Some of our elected officials, not all of them, they changed the Opportunity Zone law to do two things at the same time. Help people with money get more money, while at the exact same time ensuring that those who need assistance get less of it. Now, we got to be thinking about this now. We have rules in place, and not just the rules of mankind, but the rules of our Creator. And remember what I shared with you before about the ways that people are oppressed in their wages. People are oppressed, period. Laws written to ensure that people are oppressed. Very, very rarely do situations create themselves. In fact, I doubt seriously if any situation creates itself. And in this case, we have some of our lawmakers, our legislators on the national level, got together and decided, hey, they discussed this. They knew that opportunity zones had the potential for doing good. And they, in their new tax law, made some revisions to how opportunity zones will work. And they've made sure that they really, really work for those who need little to no assistance and work against those who need assistance, who need support. For these reasons, state makers, state policymakers, designating relatively affluent areas as opportunity zones, investors enabled to accumulate more wealth while gentrifying communities, low-income communities, loopholes in the law that could enable investors to secure tax benefits while generating little real economic activity in the opportunity zones, and $1.6 billion in lost federal revenue over 10 years. For these reasons, the tax break risks actually exacerbating the three main flaws of the 2017 tax law itself. In general, the 2017 tax law mainly benefits wealthy investors instead of workers and residents of distressed communities. That is by design. As I've shared with you before, when our lawmakers make bad laws, bad decisions, decisions that will have a negative impact on society or on many in society, we need to be asking ourselves, is it because they're doing it out of ignorance because they just don't know any better? Or is it that they know what works, they know what does not work, they know what helps, they know what hurts, and they knowingly pass the laws that will cause pain for many? And don't think, ladies and gentlemen, that the only way a law can be a real law is it has to help someone while hurting others. That is not true. It doesn't have to be that way. It is only that way when people want it to be that way, whether it be politicians who devise laws that are designed to hurt people, and or their constituents who like those kinds of laws. Problems with the 2017 tax law in general and with this opportunity zone revision. Wealthy investors will be the ones benefiting. Reduce federal taxes. It reduces federal taxes and makes our long-term fiscal challenges worse. And it creates new opportunities for tax avoidance. The very thing that so many Americans have been complaining about, and rightfully so. All these different ways that people with much, much money can avoid paying taxes. And so we had our politicians, not all of them. Yes, some of them. Those who wrote the 2017 tax law put loopholes in the law that enables people with much money to, again, avoid taxes. Congress hastily drafted and passed the 2017 law without public hearings and without broad expert input. And the new tax break for opportunity zones was among the provisions that did not receive nearly the attention that they deserved. The president and Congress, according to the center, should take time now to consider how to ensure that the benefits of this new tax break go to those who need the benefits the most, rather than creating many tax havens for the wealthy. In this upcoming rulemaking, Treasury should focus on limiting investors' ability to use opportunity zones to avoid taxes without undertaking any activity that could potentially benefit distressed communities and their residents. Again, it was somewhat exciting hearing about opportunity zones when they talked about the potential to help the community. Oh, man, but what a slap in the face when some of our politicians have the ability to change those laws, the tax laws of the opportunity zone, so that the wealthy are helped and the poor, the low income individuals and families who need support are hurt. By design. Back in a few.